Grow Great Daily Brief, number 166, Thursday, March the 7th, 2019. Fix it as you go. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We've been wind chill down in single digits and up to 70 degrees. It's just welcome to Texas. I'm not sure if it's ever going to be right. That's what he says to me. He has spent the last few minutes telling me about this project that's very important to him, a project that he seems quite passionate about, claims that he's as passionate about it as anything that he's done in a very long time. So I ask him some questions to make sure that I'm seeing and hearing things as they truly are, at least from his perspective. And one of the first things that I want to know is, how far along are you in this project? And that's when I get a reality check. He says, oh, we haven't launched it yet. So I press on a little bit more, asking questions. Well, describe what you've done so far. And he rambles on about planning sessions and timelines being established and a host of other planning details. I'm assuming these are important, but they are certainly not vital to launching because, well, they haven't launched yet. So how important could they be? Well, when do you think you'll be ready to start? I ask. And now he's repeating himself. I just don't know. I just don't know if we're ever going to be able to get it squared away. Not at this rate. And we're about 10 minutes into this conversation. Enough already. You know, I hit launch. I hit eject is basically what I do. And I began a mini sermon on taking something from start to profit. And that profit could be in dollars. It could be in productivity. It could be anything else that a person deems valuable or important from start to profit. This movie is played out daily in every organization of every size. People are stuck in planning mode. It's like a person going target shooting and they get stuck with ready, aim, 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 aim. I mean, what's the point in going target shooting if you never pull the trigger? Seems pretty foolish. And yet we don't feel foolish because we fool ourselves at work into thinking that planning is doing. Well, kind of, sort of. But not really. It's time for a reality check. The reality is that we learn by doing. Okay, well, we learn more by doing. And we certainly learn better. We certainly learn more deeply by doing. So let's be practical. Let's get practical and let's be real. Soldiers preparing to go into combat learn by training, practice, and lots and lots and lots of repetition. Ditto for pilots. Anybody else who's engaging in life and death situations. I mean, if you get it wrong, you could die, other people could die. So the stakes determine the level of preparation. Rightfully so. I think all of us understand this. If I'm preparing to cook a hamburger, that's not the same as preparing to learn to fly a plane. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to assume that whatever you are planning to do it's not going to put somebody's life at risk. And if so, well, then of course you have to plan. You got to plan. I get it. But we just have to get it as right as we can, test it some more, and then launch. And again, this is risk-reward stuff. For all the rest of us, we're likely going to be way ahead of the game if we have plans that hit, I don't know, 70% on our confidence meter. And sometimes anything north of 50% might be enough. Again, the stakes determine the requirements. Speed does not mean reckless. Launch speed matters. The faster you start, the faster you can fix. The faster you fix, the more success you experience. It is a formula that just works. Make sure you get it. The faster you start, the faster you can fix. And the faster you fix, the more success you will experience. It is a formula that works. It's proven over and over and over, and I don't care what space you're in. I don't care what the thing is that you want to launch. My conversation partner ultimately had to acknowledge that weeks and months of planning had not brought the launch date any closer. Mostly, it had been, now as he's looking back, just a colossal waste of time and effort whose aim was directed at making people feel better about the launch, which had yet to happen. Right? More confident to start, but it clearly had not worked. They still didn't have the confidence to start. What instead had happened, it had fostered timidity and the ongoing striving to make it just right. The team was stuck, but they didn't know it. We learn fastest by pulling the trigger. How else are you going to tell if your aim is off? Ready, aim, fire. Yes, by all means, prepare and plan. That's the whole ready, aim part. It's important. Admittedly, you could say in that formula, it's two-thirds of it. Ready, aim, fire. Give yourself the best chance to hit what you're aiming at, the target. Keep your eyes on the target as you pull the trigger. Won't do you any good to watch the target and ready, aim, ready, aim, ready, aim. I'm looking at the target. Well, how'd you do? I don't know. I haven't pulled the trigger yet. Okay, fix your aim. Fix your aim. You can only fix your aim after you do what? Yeah, pull the trigger. Only after you take the shot can you fix your aim. Did you hit the target? Great. Shoot again. Keep shooting. As long as you're hitting the target, keep shooting. If your aim is off, fix it. Adjust. Correct it. Okay, pull the trigger again. You just keep doing it and you keep doing it and you keep doing it. It's the difference between winners and losers. I'm telling you, it's not complicated. We complicate it in our head. Where's the fixing happening? Where's the growth happening? It's only happening after you pull the trigger. It's the only place that it happens. Everything else is just hypothetical until you pull the trigger. Planning and all the other ready aim stuff that you think is so important is largely, here's what we think is going to happen. Here's what we think will happen. Here's what we hope will happen. Here's what we want to happen. Pulling the trigger, launching, that's our reality check. It's how we find out if our theories are true or not. It's how we find out, is our philosophy, do we have this right? It's how we figure it out with adjustments so that we can find success. The problem is plans don't have to fail. You can stay in that conference room and you can plan and plan and plan and plan some more, and you don't ever find out if you're right or wrong. There's no risk for failure when you're planning. We can just assume that we're right and we get stuck in this endless loop tape of preparing, planning, and planning some more and preparing some more. Who cares why? Fear, perfectionism, what difference does it make? Failure to do something is failure, period. Risk versus reward. If pulling the trigger has an extraordinarily high price, and sometimes it does, then you need to do the work to get it as right as you can. If the price is too high, well, you may want to even figure something else out. You might not even want to take the shot, and that's okay too. But the game is made of taking shots. Pulling the trigger is where achievement and success are found. If you are not able to pull the trigger when you have, you're going to have to figure out why. I mean, why are we putting this off? What are we hoping to improve by all this preparation, all this planning? You are either in it to win it or you're not. So get going. Fix it as you go. It will accelerate learning and growth, and you will figure out how to win, and you will figure out maybe that you can't. And you know what? Either way, you win, you benefit, you grow, you learn. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. We'll put a wrapper on it tomorrow. It's Friday, kids. See you then.